Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I intend to bring into discussion today relates to this notion which has arisen from a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there will be more women in hell than men. Now, this is what is the conclusion which has been drawn from a narrative, and of course the narrative supposedly and allegedly explicitly states this statement of the Prophet that there would be more women in hell than men. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that as far as hell and heaven are concerned, at the moment they do not exist. The Quran is very clear here that the current world and the current scenario will be absolutely destroyed and it will be converted into a new world. The words of the Quran are يَوْمَ تُبَدْرُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, which means that these skies and this earth will be changed into a new sky and a new earth, and then, of course, hell and heaven will be created. So therefore, narratives which speak of hell and heaven or which speak of certain details about hell and heaven, and they have to be considered to be shown to the Prophet as in his vision. For example, the details which are shown to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding hell or heaven is not the fact that these details are actually found currently these days in hell or heaven, but the fact of the matter is that these details are conveyed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his instruction and for the instruction of the Ummah in the form of a vision or in the form of a dream. We know that dreams and visions are a means of instruction by the Almighty. Through these dreams, the Almighty instructs His prophets and teaches them. And we know, we have seen in the Quran, the dream of the Prophet Abraham, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he was sacrificing his son. He saw himself sacrificing himself. Again, these dreams need to be interpreted because things are shown in these dreams in symbolic form, and we must not interpret them literally. So therefore, when Abraham was being shown that he was sacrificing his son, of course, this meant that he was being required by the Almighty to dedicate his son for the cause of the Baytullah, the house of God. Similarly, we find the dream of the Prophet Joseph mentioned in the Quran, in which the sun and the moon and the stars were shown prostrating before him. Again, this is a symbolism which, of course, meant later on that it had a particular interpretation, which, of course, the Prophet Joseph knew what it meant later on. So in a similar manner, when a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ speaks of the fact that he was shown that the women were in more majority than men in hell, again, we have to treat this to be a vision which was shown to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I said, all dreams and visions must not be interpreted literally. They are things in which realities and facts are symbolized. And so we have to find the symbolism and we must interpret such dreams. Otherwise, we'll end up making a very literal interpretation. So as I said, that in this particular hadith, which it is said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown women to be more in hell than men, we have to again make this interpretation. But before we make it, let me read out this text to you, which is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, and which says, it is reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. He says that Allah's Messenger went out to the place of prayer on the day of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Azha, and when he passed by a group of women, he said to them, "O women, give in charity, for I have been shown the majority amongst you as the inmates of hell." The Arabic words are Ya ma'ashara nisa tasaddaqna fa inni uritukunna akthara ahli an-nar. So of course this was the statement of the Prophet, and in response these women asked the Prophet, "Wa bima ya Rasulullah, why is that ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of God, why is it so?" And again the Prophet replied here, "Tukthirna al-la'n wa takfurna al-ashir," which means it is because you curse one another very much and you show ungratefulness to your husbands. So this is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to direct their attention to. So what needs to be understood here again is that, again, this is a dream which is shown to the Prophet, in which he was shown that men are lesser in majority than women in hell. And as I said, since we have to interpret dreams, we must not make a literal interpretation. If we conclude from this particular narrative that the Prophet is saying that actually the population of hell would constitute more women than men, then this would be a wrong conclusion, because this would be a literal interpretation of the narrative itself, of the dream itself. The dream, of course, we need to know our visions or dreams in which we have to interpret what facts they symbolize. And of course, there are other affairs in which men are prone to certain mistakes which might be instrumental in taking them to hell more than women. So it needs to be understood that here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually not delineating the population of men and women in hell, All he's trying to do is to direct the attention of women that there are certain mistakes that they might want their attention to be directed to, so that they don't commit these mistakes, because they might be instrumental in taking them more to hell. And as I said, that these are the two areas which he has pointed out regarding women, and does not preclude the fact that there could be other areas in which men are more nasty. They are more they don't have the right attitude, which might be instrumental into taking them into hell for that particular area. But since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own times wanted women to be very cautious of these two things which emanate from them, so therefore he adopted this attitude. As I said, we have to realize that this particular narrative depicts a dream of the Prophet, and dreams must not be interpreted literally. They have to be interpreted, the symbolism found in them has to be interpreted, and as I said, the symbolism found here is causative. The whole picture of hell actually symbolizes the cause of their going to hell, and the cause here, as I said, is that, as the Prophet himself pointed out, that they are ungrateful to their husbands, and they curse one another a lot. So this is what the attention must be focused to. And as I said earlier on, again, there could be other affairs in which men are nasty, and in those particular affairs, men are more prone to be taken to hell. So one must not think that biologically or naturally, women are in general more prone to hell. It is in just these two affairs that this narrative is trying to caution and prod them. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ